Robert Asensio's office is in what he jokingly refers to as the nosebleeds, on the 14th floor of the Capitol building. A poster for the Miami Book Fair is propped up against a couch. Not much has made it onto the walls yet. The freshman House member represents part of Southwest Miami-Dade County. And the past few weeks have been a crash course on how to do what he was elected to do.
There was an orientation part. First, and they said, you're going to get lost. 20 minutes later, I was lost. Yeah, it reminds me of college. I often say hello to the same person and reintroduce myself 2, 3, 4 times because you meet so many people a day.
Asensio's a retired police captain. It's funny for him to feel like he's back in school, but there's definitely a lot to learn.
Oh my goodness, there's all kinds of rules. Protocols on submitting bills, amending bills, what to say in committee, because if you say the wrong thing, you can inadvertently kill the committee bill.
And for the first day of session, he wants to make sure he can keep it all straight. So first, breakfast.
Cornflakes. Breakfast of champions. It was a little throwback to when I was a child. Every year before we get to school, I never thought about this till just now, but my mom would serve me cornflakes.
Would senators please take their seats and come to order?
At 9:30, the Senate kicked things off with its opening ceremony, closely followed by the House.
The House will come to order.
Both followed a similar schedule, a prayer.
Father, we have gathered in this place from every part of this Sunshine State.
We come to you this morning with thanksgiving.
Lord, thank you for releasing your blessing upon this great assembly.
But may this session end on time.
The Pledge of Allegiance, then the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see?
And the speeches, which highlighted some of the tensions that have been bubbling up between House Speaker Richard Corcoran and Governor Rick Scott. Here's Corcoran in his opening speech.
A robust civil debate is a sign that our democracy is working. When we get lazy and we start rubber stamping bills and we refuse to engage in intellectual, honest debate, that's when the people should worry.
Corcoran has been especially critical of Enterprise Florida, the state's agency that gets businesses to move to Florida. Also, Visit Florida, the state's tourism agency. About an hour later, Governor Scott reacted to that during his annual State of the State address.
For our state to simply say, we are not going to compete with other states, we are not going to make it easier to incentivize job creators to grow in Florida, that's just a big mistake for our state and for our families.
After the State of the State, Democrats and a coalition of labor, environmental, and LGBT rights groups gathered in the atrium of the Capitol to push back on some of the ambitions of the House, Senate, and governor, all of which are controlled by Republicans. Freshman House member Robert Asensio stood with that group.
It's obvious there's a lot of work to do. There are a lot of differences, and we're going to have to sort through those differences.
So where to next?
I have a committee meeting in about 10 minutes, right? 5 minutes, I'm sorry. So that's where I go next.
Asensio heads to his two subcommittee meetings, one on education and one on appropriations. He places a few votes. By 7 o'clock, he didn't have enough time to do what he really likes to keep on top of, calling constituents back in South Florida. And his day isn't over. Two more events, prep for tomorrow's committee meetings, and the presentation of a bill he's co-sponsoring. But he says he's glad to be here.
Being in the gallery, looking around at those that came before me, the leadership, you know, it truly brings home the fact that this is bigger than me. This is bigger than 160 people in the legislature. This is about representing 20 million plus people in the state of Florida.
59 more days of the legislative session to go. I'm Wilson Sayre in Tallahassee.